Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Nick DiGilio show continues here on 720 WGN for a Friday morning with our regular Friday features. We kick it off with You Big Dummy. Before we jump into that, I do want to let you know that this spring, Chicago's hometown baseball rivalry heads to Arizona. One lucky fan, could be you, will win a trip for two to Phoenix, including airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Wintrust Crosstown Series game on March 13th. Register at WGNRadio.com/contest. That's WGNRadio.com/contest. Sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, and presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. You big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then the first person to call, maybe it'll be you, through at 312-981-7200 is our third vote. Dummy number one. The rapper Afro Man famously sang about how getting high on marijuana prevented him from going to court. A Tennessee man decided to combine the two when he lit a marijuana cigarette in a courtroom, authorities said. Spencer Allen Boston. Wow, that's a name. Spencer Allen Boston, 20, was arrested Monday and charged with disorderly conduct and simple possession after sparking up in the courtroom. Wilson County Sheriff Robert Bryan said Boston was in court Monday on a simple drug possession charge. Boston approached the bench to discuss his sentence, but instead expressed his views on legalizing marijuana. Boston reached into his pocket, pulled out a marijuana cigarette, lit it, smoked it, and was immediately taken into custody. Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Scott Moore said the courtroom crowd chuckled. It's unclear whether Boston lit up a joint or a blunt, but Brian said that the defendant's marijuana did have a strong odor.
Dummy! Get lost, dummy!
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Police in Newtown, UK had to rescue a car thief who'd gotten himself locked in a car they had stolen on Sunday. The cops tweeted that they'd received a report of a man acting strangely inside a parked car and discovered him trapped inside the Ford Focus, which had been fitted with phony license plates. They didn't explain why he was having an issue, given that the popular car uses a conventional door lock switch, but they skipped the key and put a baton through the window to free him. Unfortunately for the crook, he soon found himself locked inside of a jail cell.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
The guy was stealing a Ford Focus. I think that's my favorite part of the whole story. The guy was stealing a Ford Focus. One of the most desirable cars on the planet, evidently. All right. Dummy number three. Firefighters forced to smash windows of a minivan blocking a hydrant to fight a fire. Camden firefighters were forced to break two windows on a minivan blocking a hydrant to put out a fire in the city on Saturday. Video released by the Camden fire officers, local number 2578, shows a hose and shattered glass lying in the front seats of the vehicle parked on the 400 block of Chambers Street. Everyone made it out of the home safely. The union said no firefighters were hurt either. Camden fire officials couldn't immediately be reached for more information.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
You know, that's what the firefighters do, man. You saw Backdraft, right? Remember in Backdraft, there was a car parked by the hydrant. They just they just busted out the windows, man. Don't park by a hydrant, man. Completely irresponsible.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Four dummies.
A Florida man looking to exchange mouth pleasures for different mouth pleasures saw his entire plan fall apart when the woman with whom he offered to trade a hamburger for oral sex turned out to be a cop. According to police, 57-year-old Frank Capone of Pinellas Park, Florida, approached an undercover St. Petersburg police officer and offered a hamburger in exchange for oral sex. He was arrested on a prostitution charge. Police said did not reveal what type of... Police said that did not reveal the type of hamburger he was offering. Like, that would make a difference. If you start out offering the whole value meal before you know it, she's going to be trying to swap out fries and an order of chicken tenders and straight up asking for a McFlurry or a Frosty, too. At one point, you're looking to being out at least almost $15. Unacceptable.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number five.
Dummy number five. Photos on social media have been circulating appearing to show a man walking on an Austin utility line like it was a tightrope. And police confirmed the incident actually happened. According to the Austin Police Department, the call came at around 1:10 p.m. on Monday at South 1st Street and West at St. Elmo Road. A suspect named Antonio Gomez was arrested and taken to the Travis County Jail. Upon speaking with Gomez, police said he told them he was trying to get away from dogs that were chasing him. Then he jumped down from the pole without hesitation and was seen by medics on site. Police said he admitted to using methamphetamine, but he did not display any violent behavior other than being extremely paranoid about dogs biting him. He was then transported to a South Austin hospital. After he was cleared, he was taken to the Sobering Center for Public Intoxication. After the Sobering Center, police said Gomez became angry during a medical test, jumped out of his chair, grabbed a pair of scissors from the nurse's counter. Reportedly, he held the scissors out in front of him and began rambling about dogs he believed were going to bite him. The officer asked Gomez to put down the scissors 4 to 5 times, and he eventually complied. As the officer was trying to place him in handcuffs, police said Gomez was resisting and trying to get his left hand loose. Documents state that Gomez was able to break loose from the officer, and then he attempted to grab her gun. When she told him to let go of the gun, police said Gomez began to run down the hallway yelling, "Don't kill me, don't kill me." The officer then chased Gomez down the hallway and attempted to tase him, but it was ineffective. Reportedly, he then ran into a nearby restroom after the officer switched out her taser cartridges. Then he ran into a laundry room and barricaded himself. While inside, police say he continued to ramble on about dogs. Eventually, police said Gomez exited the laundry room armed with a metal spoon, which he dropped as soon as after walking out. He was then placed into custody with his back towards an arresting officer. Gomez, 23, is facing 2 charges, attempting to take up a weapon, resisting arrest. His bonds were set at $7,500 and $5,000, respectively.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. All right. So... You Big Dummy continues with the vote. We'll do a recap, and then we will vote. After the recap, you want to be our third vote. It's 312-981-7200. You Big Dummy continues on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio show continues with our Friday features, and it's You Big Dummy, and we got the recap and the vote. So let's do the recap first. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We've got the dummy who got arrested for lighting up a joint in the courtroom. We've got the dummy car thief who locked himself inside a Ford Focus and had to be saved by the police. We got the dummy who parked in his minivan in front of a fire hydrant, so the firefighters had to smash the windows to run the hose through it. We got the dummy who tried to pay an undercover cop for oral sex with a hamburger. And we got the dummy who was allegedly walking on an Austin utility line like a tightrope and then complained about dogs and basically went nuts. So where are you going, Tom? Where's your brain this week?
I mean, there's two clear front runners here.
Yeah.
You got the guy who lit a joint in the middle of a courtroom.
Yeah.
And the guy who offered...
a hamburger.
A hamburger. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the guy who lit a joint in the courtroom.
Ah.
Not just dumb, but bold.
Yeah.
And you got to see the dude's mugshot, because he looks exactly how you might expect.
I've seen it.
Yeah, big beard,
yep.
Long hair.
Big smile on his face.
Big dumb grin. Yep. Honestly, though, I got to commend him, though, for the for having the cojones to pull that off. In the courtroom as a form of protest.
Yeah.
But did you read any of the comments that some of the people...
No.
Apparently, folks in the courtroom said it was the best weed they had ever smelled. It was like, whatever this guy's got is pretty premium stuff. So, wow. You know, there you go. There it is.
There you go. All right. We need a vote here. 312-981-7200. I did the recap. And the guy who locked himself in the car reminds me of the scene from Defending Your Life, where they're doing the montage during his court case, when they're doing the montage of stupid mistakes that he's made while he was alive. And one of them, he's inside a car with a... He's locked in a car with a coat hanger through the window trying to get the outside door open. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard about that. Don't park in front of a fire hydrant. That's stupid. And the man who was arrested for walking on the tightrope, that story got a little too scary.
Yeah, that got nutso.
So, I gotta say, we're gonna have to have a deciding vote, because I'm going with the guy who offered offered a hamburger for oral sex. That's the one I'm going for. So
man,
we got to break the tie. So the listener who's going to vote for you have to vote for either the guy who lights up a joint in the courtroom or the guy who offered an undercover cop a hamburger for oral sex. So that's the deciding vote we got to decide. Okay, Bob, which one do you vote for?
I'm going to have to go with the hamburger.
The hamburger?
Ah, come on.
All right. I'm with you, Bob. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks for listening. Come on, man. That's a great story.
It is a great story. I just, you know, I wanted to win. I wanted to win today after you clowned on me for not liking Sinbad.
That's
I needed
right,
something
man.
To lord over you. But
I also like that whoever wrote this, you know, whoever wrote this piece, you know, got all smart alecky. They didn't reveal what type of hamburger the man was offering. And then if you start offering, then he goes through the whole lineup. You might get a McFlurry or a Frosty too.
Yeah.
So that's it. Man tries to pay undercover cop for oral sex with a hamburger.
What kind of burger do you think it would take? It'd have to be at least a double quarter pounder.
No, you know what? I bet this guy's dumb enough to just go, I'll get you a slider.
Oh,
one slider.
Now that's just an insult. I'm going to need at least six sliders and some fries.
Yeah.
Maybe a Coke. Maybe a large Coke, too.
Yeah. God, idiot. All right. That's You Big Dummy. We'll do that again next week. Keep your eyes peeled for dumbness, because it's everywhere. All right. Are we ready for this? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh, as I leave, believe I'm stomping.
context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle like a two-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We play them back every Friday. Okay, shall we begin?
Let's begin. First one coming to us from Kevin in Iowa. It's me. The rocket sauce eventually runs out.
What was
that? We were talking about artists who just kind of lose their spark, yeah. Their rocket sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Next up, coming to us from Wild Bill, here's Lou Manfredini.
Things are just hot in the bedroom.
What? I hope Esmeralda's listening.
Oh, I really hope so, too.
Oh, man. By the way, it's Nick DiGilio Show. We are live here in the Skyline Studio, continuing, and it is Straight Out of Context.
Okay. Yeah. I just got to say, because of last week, I mean, can anything top a...
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
I still have no idea.
Lou.
I have no idea what that is. Okay.
Yeah. Another favorite here, Dave Ennett, caught by Brian J. This is a good one.
Tiger Woods starts his season with a 69.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. As you know, I always love it when Dave's on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've read Tiger's book, My Favorite 18 Holes.
Yeah.
It wasn't about golf.
All right.
All right. Mary Vandeveld, caught by Brian J.
I don't want it too long, though.
No, I'd shorten it.
Then everybody stares at it.
Then everybody stares at it.
Ugh.
What were they talking about?
You know what? I don't actually remember. I don't remember.
Well, it's something that shouldn't be long, because otherwise it's going to cause people to stare.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those long noses.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Anna DeVlante's caught by Tom and Bartlett.
Because sometimes it just squirts out and it's like a big crusty thing that that's not fun.
Oh, man. Oh,
they were talking
man.
About some cooking stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Coming from Ro Khan, here's this was caught by Wild Bill.
You're going to be catching balls every inning.
yeah.
Talking about the upcoming Sox season, got a strong team this year.
Yeah, that's what we've seen. They're making a lot of moves,
Yeah. So if you're going to a Sox game, getting those single game tickets, shoot for the outfield. You're going to be catching balls.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Got it. All right.
All right. Next up, it's you, caught by Kevin in Iowa.
Testicles. What? What were we talking about? Testicles.
That's what we were talking about. We were talking about the guys who thought they're the taste buds.
Oh, the taste buds. Yeah, people dipping their testicles into soy sauce.
Don't do it, guys.
It's a real story.
Doesn't work.
It's on. It's online. It's on the takeout.
Oh man.
Okay.
All right. Next up. Number 8 coming to us from Diane in Naperville. This is actually a celebrity catch.
Oh.
I think it's Phineas Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Roe played a clip of Phineas at the Grammys accepting one of his awards.
This is to all of the kids who are making music in their bedroom today.
Nice catch on that one.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, let's throw in one more here before we take a break. It's Rod Pyle.
Oh, our good friend Rod Pyle, the space expert,
yeah.
A regular guest here on the Nick DiGilio Show.
Esteemed spaceman Rod Pyle got caught by Doc. Here he is.
So it really feels like it belongs in his mouth now.
Talking about the dialogue for Cosmos.
Oh, right. Wow, they changed the dialogue a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Rod, good guy, man. Always, always. He's brilliant, and he can talk about anything, not just space. He's really one of my favorite regular guests. I love all of our regular guests.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're
great.
Our friends.
They're great. You know? Okay, the Nick DiGilio Show continues, and we've got more of our regular features. And remember, Fly Jams are coming up, so get your requests ready to go. When Luscious Hushes arrives, we will start getting some funky stuff being played here. 312-981-7200. F-bomb.
Out of context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, context.
Nick DiGilio Show continues with more Straight Out of Context right here on 720 WGN. Coming up, we've got Nick D Show Spies, and we've got Fly Jams Friday. With Luscious Hushes as your DJ playing some funky music at 312-981-7200 for your requests. We're live in the Skyline studio here on 720 WGN till 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we head over to Bradley Place, WGN TV News, morning news. They'll be here between 4 and 5, and then at 5 o'clock, Bob Surratt has your morning drive on this Friday morning. Okay, Tom Hush, my producer, we continue to play back Straight Out of Context. Here we go.
All right, number 10 this week, John Williams got caught by Diane. Let's take a listen.
Son, you got to be more careful when pulling out your wiener.
I mean, what? Was he talking about the dog again?
No. He was talking about an incident with the Oscar Mayer wiener truck that we reported on.
Oh, that got pulled over. Yeah. That's a pretty funny picture with the cop cruiser behind the Wienermobile, the giant Wienermobile being pulled over.
Yeah, it was a moving violation.
Yeah.
And this next one comes to us from Fox Valley Mike. It's a caller into the John Williams Show, caller Stan, who was decided to comment.
Sir, while handling your wiener, we're going to have to check your length and width.
So they just turned it into it. At that point, it just became a running gag, correct?
It was just puns for days.
Nothing but wiener talk.
That was my radio show in college.
Yeah, wiener talk. All right.
Okay. Next up, coming to us from Waukegan J, it's the great Bob Surratt.
I either got to get it in.
Come on, man. Bob Surratt, by the way, coming up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Legend.
Yep.
Legend. Another one from Ro Khan here. This is coming to us from Night Owl.
Are you a box blocker? Are you? Have you blocked a box?
What was he?
I have no idea, because it was a tease.
That was a tease.
The best part is I had to remove it because it wasn't part of it. But Kevin Powell just says, come again? And I think it was Lauren Lapka was like, I don't know whether or not I need to call HR. So you're going to have to go back and you're going to listen to that full show on WGNradio.com.
That's weird right there, man. Roe gets weird.
He's I don't know what goes on.
Well, he's got a cart full of liquor in his office, so that
that tells you enough.
That might clear things up a little bit. All right,
next one coming to us from Mark and Aurora. Another John Williams. He's having a pretty good week this week.
It's just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good week for John. Three of them this week.
Yeah, he's talking about brisket. He wants to get a smoker.
Oh, man.
So that he can make brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also agree with that. It's like, oh, yeah, you smoke
well,
that brisket.
Well, no, that's an appropriate response from John Williams when you're talking about smoked brisket. It's an absolutely appropriate response.
All right, and then number 15, Lauren Lapka. Also, I believe this was coming to us from the Rokon show.
Yeah.
This is from Diane in Naperville.
You want to see Grandma naked?
What?
You want to see Grandma naked?
What called for that response? What?
So, when this got submitted, I listened to the entire segment. This is potentially one of the most disturbing stories ever told on the Rokon show. Essentially, Ro came across a series of pictures of his mother. And it turns out that within that album of pictures was a picture of his own mom in the buff.
Oh, man.
And he says to his kid, do you want to see the picture?
To his kid.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
And this kid was like, no, I don't want to see that. Why would I ever want to see that? And Lauren agrees. Do you want to see grandma naked? Who does that?
Yeah. That's pretty weird.
No.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Is there different water service during the afternoon drive?
I guess it turns into Malort.
Oh. He's got a bottle of this, of that. Yeah.
And then for posterity, as I feel like we should end all Straight Out of Context with
What was he talking about again?
He was talking about here. We'll play back the whole thing.
Okay.
Right, they put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on. Right, and they're going
talk about sign stealing.
Oh, that's right.
Baseball sign stealing. Because that's what they do. They put their fingers between their legs and they'll do symbols or they'll touch the brim of their cap, their shoulders, whatever.
And then they do what?
And then they
ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
I think that's supposed to simulate the tapping.
Like, I don't know. I have no idea what that even means. I have no idea. Because if you're stealing signs or you're giving baseball, you're not talking. You're not making any noise. You're not going ta-ta-tu-ta-ti or whatever. Or whatever that is.
Well, that's it. That's Straight Out of Context.
Was there anybody in there when he was
talking to Joe Brand? Because Joe Brand
He
used to play baseball.
Right.
And he's an amazing sportscaster as well.
Right.
And he's talking
ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
Yep.
That is ridiculous.
So, next time Esmeralda shows up.
No, that's a must play. The next time Esmeralda visits here, Esmeralda Leon, by the way, used to do traffic and was a regular on the show for years, and then now she's not, but we have her in. You know, we try to have her in like once a month just to catch up and hang out with her for a couple hours. And so she loves when Lou Manfredini is on Straight Out of Context. Like, that's her favorite. Her favorite of all the people that show up on Straight Out of Context is Lou. It just makes her laugh. And we play that like immediately when she gets here the next time she shows up. We can play it.
Yeah, first thing we do.
We have to play it a few times.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
God, that's funny. All right, here we go. Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Like hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spies. Spies, spies, spies. Like us. There it is, right there. Yes, this is Nick D. Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you always should. And whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity or the show, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the day, the time, who said it. You send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play them back every Friday morning. Okay, what do we got?
All right, so this is kind of a sequel to last week.
A sequel to last week?
Yeah, sequel to last week.
Okay.
So, last week we got a submission of a spy for a promo that mentioned...
Oh, that mentioned me.
Yeah, that mentioned
or my a person with the same name.
Yeah.
That I have.
That was gonna be on.
He's a guy who appraises... What did he do?
He helps get rid of the junk.
He de-junks your house.
He de-junks your house, which is a great service.
A great service.
We're getting into springtime, you know?
His name just happens to be Nick DiGilio.
Yes.
Okay, so there's another Nick DiGilio out there who gets junk out of your house.
But here's the thing. You're going to have to listen carefully here. So he appeared on the Home Sweet Chicago with David Hochberg.
Right.
Great guy. And it wasn't until I listened to this, this is an 11th hour submission from the 630, that his name is not Nick DiGilio. It's Nick DiGilio.
Well, a lot of people mispronounce my name that way.
Well, and let's just take a listen here.
Nick DiGiulio, not that Nick DiGiulio who does overnights here on WGN for years. Hall of Fame Nick DiGiulio, by the way. Let's give him proper respect.
Okay, that's not how you say my name.
Yeah, no, it is literally spelled different. It is DiGiulio, G-I-U, whatever.
But that's you know, some people, you know, like there you go, David Hochberg mispronouncing my name.
But putting respect on...
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, he said I'm a, you know, like, he said nice things, Hall of Famer, Walk of Famer, actually. It's not...
yeah, there's not a hall, it's more of a...
It's on the sidewalk. Walk of Fame. But I couldn't have been... That was actually one of the best days of my life, was when I got inducted. It was the weather was beautiful, and it meant so much because I love this station so much. It's fantastic. And now, of course, it's covered up with construction. Right now, all the plaques in the Walk of Fame were all covered up in construction over there. So
we'll uncover them soon.
So it's Nick DiGiulio, just so we know. You know who also calls me Nick DiGiulio?
Who?
Bobby
D?
No, Chris Bowden.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Nick DiGiulio.
Whenever I follow a Hawks game and he does the post game, it's like, coming up next is Nick DiGiulio. And I'm like, that's okay, man.
I mean, he's Chris Bowden.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But you know, it happens all the time. I'm not kidding. It's a you know, people, I'm lucky that people can even pronounce my last name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody looks at it and goes, huh? I got DiGiglio. I get DiGiglio. I got DiGigolo. People used to call me DiGigolo.
Nick DiGigolo.
Yeah.
Nick the Gigolo. I like that.
But it's an apparent, I guess we had an extra G in our name in
back in Italy. Or,
yeah. I guess. No, my dad, he's listening right now. He would know.
Mm.
But our name evolved. It changed. Like a lot of last names
many
do.
Many names do. Yeah.
Yeah, but we are where we are right now. But it's funny because you got your DiGiulio. And there's a lot of DiGiulios out there.
Sure.
And but we spell it DiGiulio and not a capital G. A lot of people, you know, when they write my name out or if I'm like in a program or something, the G gets capitalized.
Well, because they're like, oh, it's Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DiGiulio.
Because my mom's maiden name, which is Italian, is D'Alessandro, and you do capitalize.
Yes.
But that's different. That's saying of Alessandro.
Right.
Yours is just DiGiulio.
Yeah. It did change, though.
Yeah.
Like the spelling changed, I can't, but
you should do that reality show where stars go back and find where they're from.
Can't you just do that 23 Skidoo or whatever the hell it's called? What's it called?
23 and Me.
Oh, 23.
23 Skidoo. If only it were that easy. Hey, honey, let's go on the computer and do 23 Skidoo.
23,
find out where my name comes
23
from.
23 Skidoo. By the way, have you ever seen the Otto Preminger movie, Skidoo?
No.
With Jackie Gleason?
I have not.
You have to see it.
All right.
It's insane. It's seriously, it's insane.
23 Skidoo.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't get it.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Nick DiGiulio's show continues here on 720 WGN on Friday morning, and it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Yeah, and you know who spins the discs, who is your father of funk? Luscious Hushes, DJ Luscious Hushes?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah. All right. Be getting some requests already.
Yeah, tons of great requests.
All right.
All right, first off, we're going to start with something from the Boogie Nights soundtrack. Little McFadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now, coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but
but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Yeah.
And where we'll end up.
That's a good song.
Super good.
Yeah, that's a good song. You know, the whole soundtrack to Boogie Nights is great.
Oh, it's spectacular.
It's such a great soundtrack. So, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. More funky stuff for a Friday morning on Fly Jams Friday and the Nick DiGilio Show on WGN.
All right, more funky stuff. O'Brien, you and I coming to us from Chris.
He's saying the title of the song.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. Do you like it when they say, when someone says the title of a movie?
Oh, man. I usually get up and cheer.
When somebody actually says the title of a movie.
Yeah. Especially when it's something ridiculous. Like, when it's kind of, or like in Lord of the Rings, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's what, you know, what context for them to say the title of the, you think they're not going to say it. They're mm-hmm. not going to say, and I don't mean Lord of the Rings. I mean the Fellowship of the
yeah.
Ring.
Yeah.
And then right, the midway point of the movie says, you are the Fellowship of the Ring. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Thank God. Oh.
I wrote a play called Alive and I gave my line. I got to say Alive.
Yeah.
Gave it to me, my character.
There you go. Hey man, if you write the damn play, you should get to say whatever you
exactly
want.
Exactly right. I also directed it, so I got to do whatever I wanted.
So what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
Oh, God. some of those are, that's ridiculous. And a lot
so
of,
funny.
Some of them are so forced and ridiculous. Like when someone says the line of the movie. I'm trying to think of an example now. But
that's the one I always think of is, so what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
And it's such a terrible movie.
I know.
I have no idea why I'm looking forward to that Harley Quinn movie.
Neither do I.
I have no idea.
I really did not care for her performance as Harley Quinn. Thought it was really nothing special for Margot Robbie.
I think she's the best thing in that Suicide Squad.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not saying much.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Rosie Perez is in it. It's got a good cast. And what's her name? Riley Keough is in it.
That's true.
It's got a, and Ewan McGregor's the villain.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's hamming it up, you know.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not gonna hold Suicide Squad against Margot Robbie. Not her fault.
No, that's true.
All right. What's funky? That's
right,
next.
I'll tell you what's funky. Marvin Gaye's funky.
Yeah.
And we got to Give It Up Part One coming to us from Lake Geneva Dam.
Oh man. By the way, they just showed a commercial promo for this morning's Channel 9 Morning News. And they always have, like, good guests.
Yeah.
Chris Kattan is going to be on.
Great.
We had him on earlier
this
week. And?
No, it was last...
last week.
Last week. This time.
And? You know who's going to be on?
Dom DeLillo.
No. It's Don, not Dom.
Dom DeLillo. Okay.
Steve Harris, the bass player from Iron Maiden.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if... You think Dean's a big metalhead?
Oh, man. I think that's awesome.
That's funny.
Steve Harris from Iron Maiden going to be on the Channel 9 Morning News.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They have they do a great job.
It's a great show.
It's an amazing show.
And the ratings are through the roof. And everybody watches it. It's a great morning show. It's the best morning show.
They've allowed some serious crazy stuff to happen on
Absolutely.
That show, and that's why it's
and
the best.
And the team, you know, the team is so great. I particularly love Robin. I love Robin. I think she's hilarious and so cool. All right, my dad didn't he request something?
He did request something. A little Roy
did.
Ayers.
Yeah.
This is the song "You Send Me."
Dad getting all smooth on a Friday morning.
He must have been quite the operator back in
the day. That's a fly jam. All right. There you go, Dad. All right, do we have one more?
Yeah, let's go for a modern classic here. This one's coming to us from Ike, a little Janet Jackson. Let's wait a while. Yeah, Janet Jackson. Let's wait a while.
Great song. Great song. All right. There you go. Fly Jams Friday. We'll do it again next week.